Chapter 14.3 Section Summary.
In the first half of the 1800s, about one-third of Southern white families owned slaves, and very few of these owned a large number of slaves. Although there were few planters, they were very powerful. Planters were often politicians who greatly influenced the economy. Not all of the planters lived in beautiful mansions. In fact, many of them lived simply. The wives of plantation owners were responsible for running the plantation household. Marriages were often arranged on the basis of business decisions rather than personal interest. It was far more common for a Southern woman to marry a small farmer. These small farmers, or yeomen, hoped to become planters someday. The typical yeoman owned about 100 acres of land. The yeoman who could afford slaves often worked side by side with them in the fields. Although most white Southerners owned land, about 10% of them were poor and landless. Most very poor whites survived by hunting, fishing, raising small gardens, and doing odd jobs for money. Despite social differences, Southerners shared some common cultural characteristics. Religion was very important in the South. Church revivals and socials were popular events. Most white Southerners greatly romanticized Southern life. Writers such as John Pendleton Kennedy reflected this style in their writing, which praised what they saw as uniquely Southern traditions. Not all Southerners lived in rural areas. Leaders in Southern cities wanted international visitors to see modern urban areas with public water systems, well-maintained streets, and public education. Slaves did much of the work to maintain these cities. Free African Americans also worked in Southern cities. Although they were not slaves, free African Americans experienced discrimination. They were often prohibited from voting and holding certain jobs. Despite these problems, free African Americans built their own communities and churches in urban areas.